QED News, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman. Advocates for Cantonese and Mandarin programs in San Francisco's public schools are calling on the district to preserve its bilingual programs. This comes as the San Francisco Unified School District considers program cuts, along with school closures and mergers, in an effort to address a looming budget deficit and falling enrollment. Lawrence Lee, a Board of Education candidate, spoke at the district's headquarters today with other bilingual program advocates. Lee says AAPI language programs are key to turning around declines in enrollment in a district where a third of the students are Asian American.
The school district definitely has to make cuts, but are they doing the right cuts? Are they looking at the right data? Are they listening to the community, or are they pushing things through?
SFUSD did not return a request for comment. The Stanford Internet Observatory, which studies and identifies online misinformation, has lost its most prominent researchers and may soon shut down. According to the Washington Post, students and scholars affiliated with the program say they've been worn down by online attacks and harassment, and the observatory has spent millions defending itself against two ongoing lawsuits. Joseph Men, who covers digital threats for the Post, says the loss of the observatory's main fact-checking function will be felt this election.
For people who care about misinformation and manipulation online ahead of the election, this is a very bad thing. This is the last and largest in a series of setbacks for the researchers who study this kind of thing.
Stanford did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman, KQED News.